While change is unimportant to life, it is life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you the thought for today. While change is unimportant to life, it is life. Every moment in our lives, we are changing. We had guests here for the Christmas seminar, and now they've all gone home. And the campus has returned to normal again. And while they were here, while the guests were here, the participants of the seminar, campus was entirely different. We had activities at our meal tables that we didn't normally have. We gave them each chores to do that they did lovingly and effectively. And a lot more counseling was done because they wanted to have counseling. And they didn't have an opportunity to have it somewhere else. So we had a lot of changes. Now we're back to, so to speak, normal. And what's going to happen now that we're back to normal? Nothing. Just what we've always done. We're going to walk our spiritual path. We're going to claim our divinity and claim everything that we are. And in claiming that, we're going to thoroughly enjoy it and find that it's kind of wonderful to be that way. So this is something we want to think about. It's something we want to know about and something we want to express, that while change happens, it's really quite unimportant. And since it's unimportant, then the only thing that's important is our attitude about change or not change. While change is unimportant to life, it is life. Now, what does it mean that it is life? Well, it is the way that things are done and the way we're familiar with them. And we can go into the deeper concepts of what it means for it to be life or things like that, but that's not important. What it means for it to be life for us is that it is a wonderful and a joyous and a fabulous experience. Have you ever changed anything in your life? We all have. What have you changed in your life recently? Have you changed your socks? Well, Herb, that's kind of ordinary. Yeah, it is. Have you changed your underwear? You know, if you wear underwear, then you change it occasionally. And why do we have underwear? We have underwear because we are not keeping ourselves as clean as we should be. And so the underwear keeps our clothing, our outer clothing, clean so we can wear them more often than once or twice before we take them to the cleaners and stuff. But does this really work? Does it really work? Wouldn't it be something if we were to just take the phrase from the life and teachings of the masters? Mm-hmm. What phrase is that?
Where one speck of no speck
I cannot conceive
of one speck of God's substance clinging to another speck of God's substance where it is not wanted.
Now, what if we were to put that cause in motion? What if we were to sincerely believe that and practice it? You wouldn't need anything. Everything would always be sparkling clean. Tablecloth would be sparkling clean. Everything would be sparkling clean. Your socks would be sparkling clean. Your shirts and blouses and trousers and various other things, all perfect. But why is it they are not? I mean, if it's such a simple thing to have it be that way, why is it that they're not? Well, they're not because we don't give it attention. We don't say that it's done. Now, let's just take that a moment further. Why does anyone on the face of the earth have an illness? We have an illness because we feel sorry for ourselves. And we give attention to the illness. Oh dear, I have a nose. Oh dear, my foot hurts. Oh dear, this is, you see. Instead of saying, I'm whole and perfect. Foot, you're whole and perfect. Leg, arms, whatever, you're whole and perfect. Now, do we say that? No, we don't. We don't. Whenever we have any type of unhappiness, stubbed toe or cancer or any other dumb stuff, we immediately say, oh, cancer. Now, what does the book say about this? What do I do? What pills? Is there a cure on the market? Oh dear. Is there a cure on the market? Is there a cure on the market, Ingeborg?
Yes.
Is there a cure on the market? Is there a cure on the market?
Yes.
What is the cure?
I'm whole and perfect.
Your thought. I'm whole and perfect. Your thought. The cure on the market is your thought. Honest to goodness, doctors, you talk to them and you say, well, now, what can I do? And the doctor says, well, now, you've been my patient for the last 25 years, and I know you pretty well. Now, you've had some pretty negative thoughts recently. You've had some pretty hard thoughts about your children and what they're doing and the type of life they're leading. Well, now, first thing, get out of their life. Love them and leave them. Now, twice. Your business is on the very point of growing very big. And you're very nervous about it. You're afraid that it might not grow big. Well, think of this. What if you threw all of your success into your business and then went somewhere else for a while? What would happen to your business? It would be a success. Why is it a success? Your business is a success because you got your nose out of it. You don't have your nose in your business watching every little part. You let go and let it be fantastic. Well, yeah. Now, why do you have an illness? You have an illness because you give the illness attention. But I got to do that. I got to get the pills to take care of it and all that kind of stuff. So I've got to give my illness attention or else it'll kill me. Well, that's not a bad idea either. But if you give attention to your illness, you're sort of supporting the illness and saying, that is my illness. And that belongs to me, and I have a right to it. And when you do that, then you own it, and you possess it, and you keep it manufacturing more and more illness for you. And you know what that does? When you say illness, you can be in my house. Illness brings its family in. The whole family. If the illness is a cold, it brings pneumonia. And it brings other things like that. You know, if the illness is a rash, then you get it all over your body. And it's on the outside and the inside. Oh, you are a mess, you know. And the only thing that's going to cure it is what?
Your
thought about it. And it's time for us not to play games with that anymore. Because Ingeborg knows, she's been reading the pill book. And in the pill book, these are the side effects. And so Ingeborg says, oh, my stomach feels a little jittery. Must be a side effect. No. Your stomach feels jittery whenever you get nervous about something. It had nothing to do with the pills you're taking. How long have you been taking those pills? 25 years. Have you ever felt the side effect? No. You see, it's a silly thing we do to ourselves. Well, it must be that. No, it does not must be that. Remember when you were a youngster? Yeah. Did you ever have a tummy ache? Did you ever have an upset gas on your stomach or something? Yeah. Did you say, oh, my, I must be dying or something? No. Yeah. You say, that's just a normal part of being myself. And when it's a normal part of being yourself, then you make it a normal part of not being yourself. Just release it from your life by not giving it attention anymore. And is that how it works?
Yes.
Is that how it works? Well, why don't you do it?
Do
all the time, under all circumstances. Now, we start today. While change is unimportant to life, it is life. So it's up to us now to start doing something constructive with this change that takes place in our world. It's up to us to put it into motion for a beautiful, fantastic, glorious expression. I like it. I like it very much. And I think we can do it. Because we're the masters. While change is unimportant to life, it is life. So, flow with it, go with it, know it, and enjoy it. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you. Love you.
Yes.